sing with Leslie Gore. Don't go away now. Just a minute. The way that he does, it hurts me to see you sit and cry. When I know I could be so true, if I had someone like you, it hurts me to see those tears in your eyes.
John Sack reporting on behalf of the U.S. Navy. Stand by for this one from Los Angeles. Dean Torrance, popular rock and roll singer and member of Capitol Records' sensational team of Jan and Dean, admitted today he knew in advance of the Frank Sinatra Jr. kidnapping and also received some of the $240,000 ransom money. Torrance, who served City Records, sold 800,000 copies, told the court this afternoon, "I'm afraid I made up some stories." But Torrance again denied he knew the kidnapping was a hoax and also said he did not participate. He said that his best friend, co-defendant Barry Worthington Keenan, told him last October about his plans for kidnapping young Sinatra. United Nations Secretary General Todd's effort to solve the crisis on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus had collapsed. The non-permanent members of the Security Council immediately called an urgent meeting to try to save the situation. Britain's Prime Minister Douglas Hume said that Greece and Turkey would be at war over Cyprus had Britain not intervened. He made the statement in response to hecklers in Glasgow, Scotland, who were chanting, "Hands off Cyprus." In Washington, the Organization of American States formally charged Cuba with promoting subversion in the Western Hemisphere. Another charge said the communist regime committed political aggression against Venezuela. It's expected that hemispheric foreign ministers will meet sometime in March to consider economic and political sanctions against the island. Another demonstration at Princess Anne, Maryland today. Some Negroes managed to walk into a segregated restaurant. The owner charged the student leader and the minister with breaking the front door of the restaurant after he refused service. Demonstrators threw themselves in front of two police cars to keep the warrants from being served. Back in Washington, Defense Secretary Robert McNamara reportedly will go to Saigon again within the next 10 days or so. Officials said that McNamara wants a first-hand report on the progress of the communist guerrilla war. They added his trip does not mean the U.S. plans to extend its offensive into North Vietnam. Meantime, communist Viet Cong ambushed a Vietnamese military convoy today and killed 6 government troops. Another 9 were wounded and 5 missing after the attack just south of Saigon. In Washington, the civil rights bill may be next in line for Senate consideration with today's delay in debating the farm bill. KB Newsman Jim Randolph in Washington has the story.
Senate delay in bringing up the farm bill may hinge on almost immediate consideration of civil rights. Some want civil rights to have quick priority, but leadership strategy could be to introduce the civil rights package, then lay it aside for voting on the farm program. Senator Jack Miller, Iowa Republican, thinks the farm bill can wait. After he'd objected to taking it up by unanimous consent, he gave this explanation.
The reason is, of course, that we haven't had a chance to study this bill. It just came out of the Senate Agriculture Committee. And I think we ought to realize that this is a cotton wheat bill. It came over from the House as just a cotton bill. It was thoroughly debated over in the House as a cotton bill. But now they've hung on a wheat part to this bill, and this is the part that I'm concerned about.
Senator Jack Miller, Republican of Iowa. This is Jim Randolph, WKBW News, Washington.
KB News zeroes in on Dallas. A 40-year-old mother of six, Mrs. Mildred McCullum, became the third person today accepted as a juror in the Dallas murder trial of Jack Ruby. Teamster boss Jimmy Hoffa in Chattanooga, Tennessee, may take the stand tomorrow or Wednesday at his trial and jury tampering charges. In Washington, the Democrats, acting as chairman of the Senate Rules Committee, said the investigation of Bobby Baker is heading for its finish. Senator Howard Cannon of Nevada used the word absolutely in saying an end is in sight to the study of Baker's business activities while he was a Senate Democratic secretary. In weather news, near blizzards in the northern Rockies, another cold wave in the south. In the Rockies, Canadian cold mixing with moist Pacific air has blocked roads and closed schools. The U.S. Weather Bureau reports parts of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming may be in for blistery snow and chilly temperatures. In the south, temperatures have dropped to below freezing as far as New Orleans. And finally, an official medical bulletin from Athens reports that Queen Frederica of Greece became ill with pneumonia yesterday. The 46-year-old queen had cut short a U.S. visit to keep a vigil at the bedside of her husband, King Paul, who underwent a serious stomach ulcer operation last week. King Paul is now in good condition, while the Queen is described as slightly better after an uneasy night. The weather in a moment.
Joining the Navy is a tradition in thousands of families from coast to coast. So many Navy men proudly point out that their fathers and grandfathers served their country in the Navy. You too can serve with pride. Let your Navy recruiter tell you about the Navy, a great tradition. Naval service, a great honor.
The official KB Weather Eye forecast for this hour, fair and frigid tonight, low ranging from near zero in the city to 10 or 15 below zero in rural sections. Tomorrow, some light snow with a high near 25. Present KB temperature, 14 degrees. Humidity, 64%. Winds are from the west at 8 miles an hour. Buffalo driving conditions are good. This edition of False Beat News presented in cooperation with the U.S. Navy.
Repeating the K Big Story of the Moment.
Rock and roll singer gives startling testimony in Sinatra trial.
News Alive at 15 and 45. Then, Joey Reynolds.
Hello.
Where were the first donuts made?
In Greece. by the Beatles and WKBW Radio, the home of the Americans and the All-Americans and the good guys. And it's 14 degrees right now, and it's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Going for you, baby, now. The Big Dan Ingram Show, 14 degrees, and we mark it up. We talk of the temperature in Manhattan on Swing Sin Radio, the home of the All-Americans. I'm imitating someone else. Hello, how are you tonight? Joey Reynolds program, back into action, KB. At 8:15 tonight, I was going to sing along with Leslie Gore. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, and now, on KB Radio and the Joey Reynolds program, I've been rehearsing all weekend because I didn't know the words to You Don't Own Me, and my lifetime ambition was to sing all the way through with Leslie Gore. Well, actually, it was to perform a concert in Carnegie Hall with Leslie Gore, and I walked up to a cop. I said, how do I get to Carnegie Hall? And he said, practice, man, practice. But that's the way it is. So, nonetheless, I threw you off, didn't I? I thought I was going to say something else. But I want to sing along with Leslie Gore, and the only way I can do it is to sing on my very own program along with her. And now that I know the words, I can finally do it. I can finally sing with Leslie Gore. My ambition will be reached. So without further ado, Leslie Gore and Joey Reynolds sing together her newest hit song of You Don't Own Me. Oh, I practiced all the words. Boy, it took me hours.
You don't own me. You are not a...
Wait a minute, what? Wait, those aren't the words I learned. Wait a minute, those aren't the words I rehearsed and practiced. I practiced with the record. I learned all the words, and we go to play the record, and she faked out. She changed the words. She's singing in another language. You're just joking, aren't you, Artie? You're not joking. She did change the words. that, all I can do is dedicate it to Montreal. You know, it's in French, friends. That's it. I rehearsed that song all weekend. I said, well, I'm going to sing along with Leslie Gore. I'm going to learn the words. I rehearsed all weekend. I have off, and I'm singing along with Leslie Gore. So I get here to the station. I go on the air tonight, and I tell you I'm going to do it. We start the record, and it comes up French. What? Tomorrow, if I learn it in French, it'll be Italian tomorrow night. What is this?
I want to hold your hand.
Here's exciting Beatle news from KB. It can be yours, the WKBW Beatle Book. Complete Beatle story, all about the Beatles and Beatlemania, including autographed color pictures of the Beatles. The only one available in the United States. Yes, more than 65 other photos and complete biographies of Ringo, John, Paul, and George. Read the Beatles' Starvation to Stardom story. How the Beatles were formed. Complete fan club news, too. And all with fantastic pictures, all suitable for framing. This book can't be purchased anywhere else, only through KB, and the supply is, of course, limited. Send your name and address with $1 to WKBW Beatle Book. That's WKBW Beatle Book, Buffalo, New York. Canadian Beatle fans add 25 cents to the $1 price, but the supply is limited, so act now. Order your WKBW Beatle Book today.
We're going to put the kiddies to bed in just a little while, too. Much more stuff on KB Radio 1520, America's great station. And that's why we're number one, like in the world, baby. Look out here. From the Beatle album, Twist and Shout.
We'll take it a baby now. Take it a baby. Twist and Shout. Twist and Shout. Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby now. Come on, baby. Come on and work it on out. Work it on out. Work it on out. Work it on out. You know you look so good. Look so good. You know you got me going.
Out. We're going to play a lot of their songs tonight, as we always do on WKBW Buffalo's 839 aside from the sports scoreboard on the other half hour.
Hey, Reynolds, can I do the sports as reminiscence?
You mean nostalgia?
Well, no, I don't care who does it, but I want to do it with him.
No. You mean for old time's sake?
Yeah, all right. Let me do it. I want to do it for old time's sake, because Jack Armstrong, All-American Sports Director Charlie, remember me?
All right, go ahead. No, call me Charlie.
All right, Boston and Detroit, the only NBA game tonight, and Kansas City officials have accepted Athletics owner Charles Finley's offer to sign a 4-year lease for the Municipal Stadium. Finley says he will arrive in Kansas City Wednesday to sign the agreement. And British and Empire heavyweight champion Henry Cooper retained his title with a 15-round decision over challenger Brian London of Manchester, England. The win also gives Cooper the vacant European crown. And Boston Red Sox outfielder Gary Geiger is reported in satisfactory condition after ongoing surgery. surgery for a bleeding ulcer in St. Louis Hospital. And Chop House won the $20,000 Santa added a Santa Monica handicap of Santa Anita. And tomorrow, Patterson will not fight, but Liston will fight Cassius Clay. You said Patterson earlier.
No, I said that in order to get to him, he's got to go through me.
You think that he's going to go all double belly.
Now, don't call me those names. I think that I should fight Cassius Clay. I think he should have a warm-up fight with me sometime tomorrow morning. If he could fly in. I'll make one last offer tonight. He will then again have the pleasure of seeing me. But I... That's funny. No, but I'd like Cassius Clay to come in tomorrow morning, and after he weighs in, he could fly into Buffalo, and we'll have a little round or two. And then he could...
Then he could stand on you and say, I'm not saying he's going to beat...
No, not stand on me. What do you mean stand on me? He's not going to knock me down. Then there will be no fight tomorrow night, because I'll win anyway.
What are you going to do?
Exhale, I suppose. Song. We'll explain the whole story for you shortly after 9, and I are going to put the kiddies to bed in just a little while on WKBW. It's 25 till 9 o'clock now.
Shut the door on the pimple problem with Stridex medicated bags. Stridex fights pimples by starving the life out of them. Cover up acne aids, leave the causes of pimples right on your face. Stridex wipes them away, starves the life out of pimples. Wipe a cool Stridex pad over your face. You're wiping off excess oil, grime, infectious bacteria, the three things pimples feed on. And you're wiping on powerful medication that starts killing pimples fast. Keeps on working for hours to help prevent new pimples. So easy. Wipe off, wipe on, throw the pad away, and you're starving the life out of pimples. Clinical tests show Stridex is clearly more effective than the leading cover-up cream. That's why Stridex is guaranteed to work or your money back. So... shut the door on the pimple problem with Stridex medicated pads.
I just have some questions which I have to answer. We have an etiquette school, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, and whenever you have any problems at all, just write to Joey Reynolds or Joey Landers, and I'll be more than glad. Like, is planning a buffet luncheon, in planning one, should one serve hard-boiled eggs? The answer is one should serve anyone who shows up. Is it proper to pick up peas with your knife? No, if they've fallen on the floor, it's not. How do I make an Italian squash? You sit on his stomach. I think that's...
we've got to stop and think it over.
Never mind. You wouldn't understand my brand of humor.
Take it over before we break.
there, Dan and Gracie on KB Radio on a Monday night. Dan and Gracie, 14 degrees temperature, and I tell you what I did yesterday on a Sunday. I went to the movies, you know, in downtown Buffalo to a theater, and one of the smaller ones, and you know, with about 500 seats. I'm not going to tell you which one, but you know, it only happened to me, really. First of all, getting into the theater, and then I was sitting with some friends, you know, and I was sitting with a date, as a matter of fact. And then I walked back to get some popcorn for the date and I. And it's a true story. I'm not making it up. And then I went back to my seat, and I sat down, and I handed her the popcorn. I put my arm around her, and I found out it was in the wrong row. I'm serious, you know. But it can only happen to me, friends. I put my arm around some other woman, and she took my popcorn and liked it. I don't know what you're going to do.
Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, things go better with Coca-Cola, things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed.
And Coke refreshes you best.
It's the refreshingest.
Food goes better with, fun goes better with, you go better with Coke.
The real life one puts extra fun in you and everything. So things go better with Coca-Cola, things go better with Coke.
Right now, why not let an ice-cold Coke make things go better for you? Cold, crisp, never too sweet. Fun. Food. And people. Everybody can enjoy them with family-sized Coke. Coke is a natural.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke.
This is the bigger half of that famous team, Danny and Joey, on WKBW Radio tonight. The newest song by Trini Lopez. It is a rocker.
No, you can't say goodbye.
Kansas City, and if I had a hammer, I'd ring it in the morning. If I had a bell, bump, bump, bump. It's 17 before 9 o'clock on Monday at the radio with Joey.
The invulnerable, the untouchable, the indestructible. See Lon Chaney as the indestructible man on tonight's chilling, thrilling Outer Limits Late Show at 11:20 on Channel 7.
Sound a little bit like my life story there, friends. I'm going to tell you, my mother's feeding me again, so don't bother calling her. She's feeding me again since I took back the remarks I made about the Beatles. So don't worry, everything's fine. Now I can go off my diet again. That's the only way I go on one, you know, if I'm cut off. No, but she is feeding me, so the all clear sign is out, and I'm not engaged. That's the latest rumor going around. Not yet. Girls, I'm still available. I'm going to grow a long nose like Ringo Starr, and I'm going to get thin, and I'm going to go out and call myself one of the roaches or something, you know, and I'll be very successful. I know that's...
KB Fortune Cookies are here.
Right. Starting today, KB Dragon Ladies are visiting Sapler stores with free KB Fortune Cookies for you.
Delicious fortune cookies, free, each with a KB Cookie Fortune inside.
And each hour on KB, the VIPs will read a fortune on the air. If it matches your fortune, you have 24 hours to come to KB and claim a glamorous prize.
One of more than $10,000 worth of prizes being offered.
So watch for the KB Dragon Ladies at Sattler's with KB Fortune Cookies. And stay on the 1520 line for kooky fortunes that can mean handsome prizes for you.
Remember, KB Fortune Cookies are here.
Also, most honorable Yankees, look out here.
The newest song by Connie Francis is going to play the flip side later.
Gonna be a blue.
Buffalo's 25 before 11 on a Monday night. Hiya, welcome to Joey Reynolds' program on America's great station, KB.
My name is Lenny. My daddy's Stan Roberts, KB Morning Man. My daddy carries this disc jockey business a bit too far. For example, he had me vaccinated with a phonograph needle. Phonograph needle. Phonograph needle. Phonograph needle. Phonograph needle.
The Stan Roberts Show, six mornings a week on
WKBW.
I tell you, that kid's kind of funny. I think I'm going to bring him on the show. As a matter of fact, the boss listening tonight, why don't you hire that kid and get rid of that Frank you got in the morning. You got his kids on the air. I just want to tell you, boss. The Serendipity Singers and the Crooked Little Man here.
Oh, no, don't let the rain come down.
Tonight we got a brand new one called "A Letter to the Beatles" by the Four Preps and "Around the Corner" by Benny King. Two great new songs you're going to enjoy tonight. We have some great stuff. It's 12 degrees officially. If you're going to bed right now, go ahead. If you have to get up for school, then I suggest you go to bed right now, you kids. Go ahead. Don't worry about it. You won't miss much. Whatever you do, we'll make up tomorrow night. We usually do them 2-3 times in a row anyway. It's 12 degrees officially. I KB.
Hey, Reynolds, we can do the Nork Nork jokes. Oh, that's right. A week from tonight, we're going to have the win. No, it's 2 weeks from tonight. The contest is all over. The person who sends us the longest list of Nork Nork jokes will win 25 albums, including the Beatles albums. Now, Nork Nork.
Who's there?
No, that's your jokes. I forgot it. You're telling them.
Oh, yeah. Nork Nork.
Who's there?
Phil.
Phil who?
Fill her up. Nork Nork.
Who's there?
Oil.
Oil who?
Oil, see you tomorrow, Beatle lover.
No, I don't like that. Those are terrible. Send your listing right now to Joey Reynolds, KB Radio in Buffalo, and maybe you can get a haircut someday like the Beatles. I don't know. If you do, you're going to have to take care of it. And to take care of it, you're going to have to use the very finest on your hair, right? And they can afford it because they have a lot of money. But really, you don't have to have a lot of money to take good care of your hair. You don't have to have a lot of money to wash, do you? No, the important thing with teenagers is to be clean, right? You agree. And, well, for instance, with the girls, the most beautiful girls in the world are those who have the natural look. You know, they wear their hair down, and they use very little makeup, and they use it very discreetly, and they wash. And most importantly of all, they wash very often, and they look scrubbed. And this is important with guys, too. You've got to look clean cut. And to look clean cut, it doesn't cost much money at all, especially when you've got things to use like Command, for instance. Command is not greasy. It contains no grease at all. You use a little bit of Command as a concentrate. You rub it together on your hands. You run your hands through your hair, and you get a little bit of a shine in your hair. Not greasy look, but a shine, and it gives a natural luster to it. Plus, it helps to fight off dander. So there's no reason to look clean, to not look clean. So why don't you go get some Command for the guys only? Remember, girls, keep your hands off the tube of Command.
Make no mistake, I'll take the man who takes Command.
Nork Nork.
Who's there?
Pecan.
Pecan who?
Pecan somebody your own size, Buster.
Oh.
Dave Clark 5 is glad all over on KB.
You say that you love me,
all of the time.
wonderful friends like the Beatles and like the Searchers, who have the number one song over there called Needles and Pins. Maybe we'll get that out a little later, too. It's 17-411 on KB Joy Reynolds' program. And I was thinking about a storm which occurred in London yesterday, friends. Several vats in a London brewery were struck by lightning. They had a tremendous storm. But they went undamaged. See, the vats weren't destroyed. The beer in them was found to have improved in quality. And this is believed to be the first recorded case of a storm actually brewing.
KB Fortune Cookies are here.
Right. Starting today, KB Dragon Ladies are visiting Sapler stores with free KB Fortune Cookies for you.
Delicious fortune cookies, free, each with a KB Cookie Fortune inside.
And each hour on KB, the VIPs will read a fortune on the air. Oh. If it matches your fortune, you have 24 hours to come to KB and claim a glamorous prize.
One of more than $10,000 worth of prizes being offered.
So watch for the KB Dragon Ladies at Sapler's with KB Fortune Cookies. And stay on the 1520 line for a Cookie Fortune. Fortunes that can mean handsome prizes for you.
Remember, KB Fortune Cookies are here.
Also, we give latest Confucius saying on Joy Reynolds' program. I think it's more fun to give wind-up doll stories, you know. Confucius say, man who hesitates is lost. Never mind, it's pretty dirty, friends. Can't read one of those. Let's see. Oh, girls who pursue wrong policy. Everybody knows something, people who marry for love and then find out wife has no money. You don't like that one? That's cute. All right. All singles played on WKBW Radio plus KB Classics are available by sending $1, just $1, including postage and handling, to Hit Records, Box 68, Market Station, Buffalo, New York. And if you live in Canada, add 25 cents. But other than that, you can buy any song by sending $1 plus postage and handling to Hit Records, Box 68, Market Station, Buffalo, New York. And now, Gloria Lynn and I wish you
goodbye. Now you're pleading without you. This is where our story ends. Oh. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye, let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely want to say.
Watch it, will you please? A beautiful song.
I wish you blue. Give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love.